Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Father God, we bless your holy name. We empty in right now this morning, church. Come on and open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory and honor. Because he is worthy of all praise, glory and honor right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever is on you right now, whatever the enemy has attached to you or in you right now, we decree and declare right now that it is over, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever has got on the inside, we command it right now to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Oh, come on, church. Come on, open up your mouth right now. Come on and enter in this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come to praise you, Father God. We come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, Father God, because you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Thank you for saving us, oh God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for watching over us all day yesterday through the night, oh God. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God, clothing our right mind. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we love you and we need you right now, oh God. We call upon your name this morning, oh God. We call upon you right now to move mighty and great and strong, hallelujah, in the life of your children, oh God. Lord, we need you right now, oh God. We come crying out to evermore this morning, oh God. Lord, we're so tired of where we're at right now, Lord. Help us today, oh God, to be delivered from the worldly things and worldly position of these things, oh God, the cares of this world, oh God. Help us, oh God, to keep our lives stayed on you, Father God. That we'll operate in love all day, through the day and night, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, help us, oh God. We cry out this morning, help, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way, oh, God. But we need you now, God. We need you always, God. We need you, Lord. It's a cry this morning, oh, God. Your children are crying out. Help right now. Oh, God, we come casting out our cares and fears and burdens down this morning, oh, God. Receive the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding, not the peace of the world, but your peace, oh, God. God, come on, oh, God. My God, my God, we cry out to evermore this morning. Help, Lord. You know, Father. You know, Lord God, what we need before we even ask. You know, God, the plans that you have for us, oh God. You know, God, so we ask that you move, oh God. All knowing, all seeing, God. We decree and declare right now you're healing upon our bodies, oh God. We decree and declare you're healing upon our family, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are delivered this God by the blood of your Son, your begotten Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Help, Lord. If you need that help today, just call on this thing. We thank you, Father God. Oh, we're so grateful this morning that we can call upon you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, increase our faith today so that we can receive the miracles, oh God, that's already working on the inside. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all increase right now in peace and patience, oh God. Oh, we need you. Oh, God, oh, God, you're worthy this morning. You're worthy for all praise, glory, and honor. We come to exalt your holy name, oh, God. For there's no one greater than you. Come on, my buddy. My Lord, my God. Touch every heart and mind of your children, oh, God. Touch every home, oh, God, right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your outstretched hand. That there's nowhere we can go that you can't reach us, oh, God. Your flesh is out of those situations, oh, God. Of Nazareth. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now upon your children. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker upon your children. We definitely the ears of the evil listener right now upon your children. And we move according to your grace, hallelujah. And we thank you for your new mercy and grace today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, what is it you would have for us to do this day, oh, God? We shall be obedient, oh, God, to follow thy will, oh, God, to let thy will be done, oh, God. Let thy kingdom come, oh, God. Right now, God, let us receive our daily bread this morning, that our spiritual bedders be full, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that we thirst no more, that we hunger no more, oh, God. As long as we keep our mind, hallelujah, stayed on you, oh, God. Lord, help us to keep our minds on the things of heaven, oh, God. Let come out of here, Shandabaha. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. In this place, in every home this morning, hallelujah. Walk every house, touch every heart and mind. Sit in every car, hallelujah. On every aircraft, oh God. Every train, every boat, every ship, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, move mighty, oh God. Oh, come on, open up your mouth and give God praise this morning. Come on and give him praise this morning because he is worthy. We just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray that you would quicken us to hear our heavenly Father's voice today, oh God. Yeah. We thank you, Lord God. We bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Oh, Father God, we come confessing our sins this morning. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. According to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the intrinsic and quantum level. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this cleansing this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your word. When your word is true. Amen. You sent your son, your word. And the Lord shine in my head. My God, my God. We thank you for the word that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that washes us, that cleanses us, that heals us, and makes all things new. And we decree and declare our newness on today. Hallelujah. The old has passed away and the new has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put out the old man and woman up. We walk in the new man and woman today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus has made it possible for us. And we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the resurrection power on the inside. Now everything is already all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, touch right now, oh God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. How many need God to do a new thing in your life this morning? How many of you need God to work a miracle in your favor this morning? How many of you need God, hallelujah, to answer you this morning in emotion of us? Lord, help us, oh God, or position us, Father God, to receive from you. So, Lord, we pray for divine positioning this morning. We pray for divine order and alignment, oh God, so that we can receive your miracles in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right this morning for divine directions and instructions, oh God, from you, Lord God, that we will operate according to your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know, hallelujah, all things good coming from you, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Ask you, hallelujah, bring order into our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, if you line us up according to your word, oh God, you will receive the goodness that coming from you, oh God, the overflowing, oh God, the others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, that Father God, you shall condemn and be faithful. We bless their core body, their care, and our shut by everything. Chains are being broken right now. Strongholds are being destroyed right now. Hallelujah. That sickness that's been holding you down, binding you down, you're being loose right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Will you receive it or you believe it today? Amen. Lord, increase our faith to receive the miracles of healing this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. We understand that doctors get the doctor, oh Lord, but you are our healer, oh God. We understand, oh God, the things of the world, but you got all things good, and we thank you. Recoro Moshana Maria Kedavas. Move mighty right now, God, in this morning service. Move mighty, oh God. We put down traditions and religions this morning. We walk according to the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Come on, we walk according to the spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit of the living God, he lives. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, shine your holy light upon us today, oh God. Cleansing out all darkness, oh God. Cleansing out all crack and crevice and darkness is trying to hide the keep us, oh God, from your light, oh God. Shine your light, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that it must come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Jesus. We come against every spirit, every hindering spirit in this service. We come against every spirit of confusion, division, doubt, disbelief, fear. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of worry. We come against every spirit of pride. We come against every spirit of depression, oppression, anxiety, suicide. We come against every familiar spirit, fighting spirit, angry spirit, bitter spirit, rebellious spirit, temper spirit. We come against every spirit of gluttony. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, information, trauma, shock. We come against every spirit operating as an outside of us and in our home and workplace, everything that's concerning us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are delivered and set free. Oh Lord, we ask that you, hallelujah, fill this temple of yours, oh God, with as much Shekinah glory as possible right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that there be a breakthrough in the heaven this morning, oh God. That there be a breakthrough in the heaven this morning, oh God. That you pour a blessing upon your children, oh God. That we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the overflow of blessing coming from heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say, thank you. We leave it all in your hands this morning, oh God. We bring it right now. Bring it to the altar, whatever it is. Bring it to the altar and leave it there this morning. Bring it on. Come on. Bring it to the altar. Don't keep it. Don't keep it. Bring it to the altar this morning. Whatever it is, your marriage, your relationship with your children, your job, your finance, your health, whatever it is, whatever sickness the doctor has diagnosed with, bring it to the altar this morning and leave it there by faith, knowing that God is worthy. Leave it at the altar this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, and then leave your fear at the altar. Bring it. Leave your fear. Leave your worry. Leave your doubt at the altar. Bring it this morning, church, and leave it all at the altar. Leave it all at the altar. Yes, bring your bills, whatever. Bring your debt, whatever it is. Bring it and leave it all at the altar. Bring your hurt, your pain, your disappointments. Bring it all at the altar and leave it there this morning. Bring it to the altar. Your unforgiveness, bring it to the altar. Leave it there, whatever it is. Bring it there. Abandonment, bring it to the altar. Separation issues, whatever it is, bring it to the altar this morning. Family hurt, church hurt, bring it to the altar this morning and leave it there. And take peace back with you. Be cleansed this morning. The power in the blood of Jesus, be washed in the blood this morning, oh God. Lord, help us to put on your glory this morning. We just want to say thank you. Right now, God, move mighty. Move mighty this morning, oh God. Move mighty, oh God. We need a mighty move this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, move like the tidal wave, oh God. Oh, Lord, move mighty in the homes of your children, oh God, the life of your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, wash away that inside of you, oh God, and bring in the new, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, let the rising sun, oh God, that you rise, oh God, in our life, oh God, this day, bring in a new day, a new way of thinking, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We surrender our desires over to yours, oh God. Lord, let thy will be done, oh God. We bind our will with your will, Father God, and our mind with the mind of Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now over all that we've prayed about and for all that we have not prayed. But Lord, you know. Thank you for every answer prayer, every prayer that we have not prayed that you answered, oh God. We thank you, this morning. We ask that you just have your way in this service, oh God. It's not about us, Father God. It's all about you, oh God, and what you will have for us to do, oh God. We come as your obedient servants, Father God, to serve and not be served. Lord, we love you and we need you. We dedicate all that we are to you, Father God, for you've given us the most precious gift, your Son, and the Holy Spirit to guide us in this life. We thank you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of his name, oh Lord, that your children are blessed, your son, Brother Joel Washington, your daughter Carol Dillon, your daughter Helen Manning, your daughter Kathy Hudson, amen, your daughter Brenda Dare and Lucene, oh God, Hickolos, your daughter Connie Northern, oh God, your son, hallelujah, Lauren Green, oh God, your daughter Kimberly Reffin, oh God, their family, oh God, all that is here, and those that purpose their heart to be here and more that are still coming in, oh God, bless right now as they're coming in, oh God, bless them, oh God, as they're going out, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, bless them in the city and bless them in the field, oh God, bless, oh God, that we all be blessed, multiply, that we all be multiplied, oh Lord, bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, hey, 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 hey. Thank you, Lord. We decree and declare right now that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. That we're born again of the incorruptible seed of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we love you, Lord. Hey. We are your children and we thank you. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we're born from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you, oh God, because you have blessed us with the wealth and riches, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles of God's divine blessing and favor, God's divine mercy and grace, amen, God's divine protection and love, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration has come this morning, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that every spiritual cataract has been removed, and now we can see beyond the natural into the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that we're not operating anymore in spiritual ignorance, oh God, but according to your will, your prayer, and your word, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, but we thank you for it. Thank you for every breath that we take, Lord. Thank you for every beat of our heart, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. God bless you, church. We still get spared with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit move on you this week. Let God do a new thing in you this morning. If you come, you come, you come to be changed this morning. Receive it this day. Don't leave here until you receive it. Don't get out of this place right now until you receive the change that you've come for this morning. We don't just come just to be doing something. We don't come out of routine. We come to be changed. We come to be delivered. We come to receive from our Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. Don't move until you receive that change. Don't move until you receive that deliverance. Don't move until you receive that healing. Don't move. Hallelujah. That kind of love is strength on the Lord. You shall renew your strength. Get what you came for. Get what you came for. Would you go somewhere knowing you came for something and leave without it? God bless you this morning, church. Welcome everybody to Sunday service. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now, everybody. Welcome to Sunday service. Glory to God. We thank God this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. He woke us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, in our right mind, huh?
Yes, Lord.
Like my aunt, like the saying in Louisiana, clothed in my right mind.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many woke up in your right mind this morning?
Yes, Lord.
He was able to dial in this morning on your own. Huh? When somebody called your name, you knew the answer to it. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God good.
Yes.
He's really good. Hallelujah. Yes.
This is the day. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made, y'all. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
As Pastor Tywin Eagle said, didn't he wake you up this morning?
Amen.
Didn't he have you clothed in your right mind?
Hallelujah.
Not by your power.
Jesus.
Not by your might.
Jesus.
But the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That flowed through you. Got you up this morning. Here it is that we're in worship.
Amen.
We're in praise.
Amen.
We're in agreement.
Amen.
We're right here in the presence of God.
Jesus.
So welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Right there where you are.
Yes,
whether you're
Lord.
On the East Coast,
yes,
on
Lord.
The West Coast,
yes, Lord.
Whether you're anywhere, you know, up around the North or the South,
Jesus.
We just want to say welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. We thank y'all for being here in Sunday service this morning at this 10 a.m. hour.
Yes.
We do realize that you could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here with us. So
Jesus.
We just want to say thank you.
Thank
and thank you for welcoming us
thank
into
you.
Your homes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Welcome. If it's your first time here with us, we are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Tywanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we want to say welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Glory
welcome.
To God. If it's your first time with us, we want to personally welcome you. If you can press one, amen. If it's your first time here with us in the 10 a.m. service, we do see we have some new people here in the 10 a.m. service.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
And we just thank God
we
for you.
We recognize you.
We recognize you. We see Brother Joel is in there.
Thank you. That you hear it early this morning.
Early this morning.
Yes.
This thing, it's something about the morning. Since God has given us and blessed us with this 10 a.m. service,
uh-huh.
it just really blesses my soul, my spirit, to be able to get up and praise God early and just, you know, enter in
yes.
with everyone to come into agreement, to be on one accord.
Yes.
It just does something for my day on Sunday. And I
yes.
just thank God for it. It's very uplifting to me. I'm just in a good, grateful place, you know. Each and every day, just thanking God, because earlier this week, you all, I was going to share with you all, if you're out there and you're the first time with us, press one. We want to pray with you and pray for you, because I
yes.
get to talking. But I just, this week I wasn't feeling well, and so I'm getting better. And this morning, about 4 or 5, I was just in so much pain, and I just was like, Lord, you know, I trust you. I trust you, and I believe, and just still being grateful through the pain. You know, a lot of times we just complain through the pain and, oh, Lord, well, hold on. But just thanking God, knowing that I see myself out. You know, I see myself better. I see myself getting better, even in the midst of my pain, just still being grateful, knowing that after this, after all of this, when I say this life, I won't have to deal with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, really.
Amen.
After this life, there's no more pain. There's no more sickness. There's no more disease. So just fixating my mind on the things of God and knowing there's elevation. A lot of times we're looking for elevation here in the earth, but there's elevation taking place already on the inside of you.
Amen.
You know, for me, and I'm feeling this elevation working on the inside already. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. You are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If it's your first time here with us on Sunday mornings, we have communion every Sunday at
yes.
10 a.m. So we want to give you all an opportunity to grab your things for communion this morning, your cracker, your juice, your
yes.
bread, your wine, whatever it is that you have there with you for communion. It's just a blessing to be able to have that, Pastor Manning, receive that. God had given them that. And I was like, that's just a wonderful
yes.
Addition to our Sunday service since we've been having it, to have communion every morning on Sunday. So
yes.
the Bible says do this as often in remembrance
yes.
of me. So you can do it as often.
Amen.
You know, so let's have our communion this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Welcome again. Welcome, Brother Joe, here this Sunday morning.
Amen.
I think it's your first time with us. And our mother, Sister Kathy Hudson, welcome,
yes.
welcome, welcome this
welcome.
Morning. Hallelujah.
Welcome,
and my cousin Brenda Gale is here. Amen. And Ruth and May. I just love
Aunt
Chandra. Aunt Chandra. That's Aunt Chandra. No, that's Brenda Gale's number.
Amen.
Glory to God. We've been our people from Louisiana. Welcome everyone today. We love you all. We just thank God for you to see you all up early. When you get
yeah.
used to being at 2 o'clock, I think, you know, you just, some of us, we wait until that time, and some of us are already up early.
Yeah.
And some of us get up early and then lay back down and get back up. So
mm-hmm.
we thank God for the lying down and the getting back up again and lying down and getting back up again. Amen.
You know what?
Hallelujah.
We do have an order of service. You had a testimony. You remember when we was younger, you know, and the members of the church would have a testimony. Then everybody
uh-huh.
have a testimony.
Yeah.
And then you realize that people were being delivered
Amen.
From those things that were so strong that was in their lives.
Amen.
So I thank you for your testimony,
Jesus.
You know, early this morning. You know,
Jesus.
We can always stick to an order of service.
Amen.
But how God have ordered it to happen, that's how you need to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I thank you for that. Thank you for that testimony. It was something that just struck up in me now. You know the reason why we take communion?
Jesus.
The reason why we take communion is remembering what Jesus Christ has already done.
Yes, Lord.
That very thing that you're praying about every single day, this is the reason why you take communion.
Mm.
Because when you take communion, this is remembering that Jesus Christ has already done it.
Amen.
It's already done it. And by your faith, you receive whatever that is that you're praying about.
Amen.
Because you didn't put it all in God's hand. When you put it in God's hand, you already know that it's already taken care of.
Amen.
See, we maintain what God has already obtained.
Amen.
He obtained it right there on the cross. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Since you said that, Pastor, anyone that has a testimony you want to share this morning,
Lord,
before we go into communion, we're going to have our song this morning. We'll play the song right before communion, get y'all ready, and then we'll go in and have our communion in prayer, and then we'll have our two songs this morning, and then we'll have the message. But if there anyone that has a testimony, when we are on the shout Monday through Thursday, we have so many testimonies that come in, and we said we're going to implement that here in our Sunday service, morning service.
Yes.
If you have a testimony, we want to hear your testimony. There's so many people. God is doing miracles and working things out. And every day is a testimony that we get up, that we can testify the goodness of the Lord, that God has kept us. Amen. Because we don't have any control on how we're going to get up in the morning or if we're going to even get up in the morning. But just knowing that God has woke us up in our right mind, you know, kept our hearts beating. We're still breathing. Many people have hearts stopped beating last night or stopped beating this morning, took their last breath. So we are living testimony. Amen.
Yeah.
But as it's something that you've been asking God for, and God has done that thing for you that you can testify this day. We want to hear your testimony. So if you can press one, we would love to hear, whether it's you and your family, you know, that God has turned that thing around. We want to hear about it. If you don't have it this Sunday, you're not ready to share, you're not ready yet. Next Sunday, let us know. We want to hear your testimony.
This is your time. This is your time to come into agreement. This is your time to come into agreement with believers that's all over this United States, and some of us on the other side of the world as well. We don't know who's listening online, but we have listeners online. So we have members. I'm talking about believers.
Amen.
That are definitely in agreement with you. They're definitely in prayer with you. Don't leave this place. Don't leave this place without getting what it is that you came for in the first place.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't leave there. Don't come in and leave out the same.
My God.
No, don't come in like that.
Don't come in like that.
Yeah, that's not the will of God for your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare for communion, you all. We have our song selection, and then we'll be ready for our communion. God bless you. Stay right there with us.
Jesus. There's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings, kings and kingdoms, yeah, there's something about it. When and I call him in the midnight hour. There's something about give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, I feel the anointing in this place.
All right, at this time we're going to have our communion. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them saying, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
O Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this for this opportunity to commune with you. We thank you that every single body, every single mind, every single member that's here this morning in attendance, Father God, we thank you that it's you who called us here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man and woman examine him or herself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. And we thank you, Father God, for covering us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleansing us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. Yes, we thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins and you took our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, which represents your body. We take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken, so that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions. Your body was broken for our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, how you were married, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. And we are healed. Hallelujah. We thank you that by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. For this is my body, which was broken for you. And partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. Everyone, you may eat. My Lord, your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. Your blood is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us. Your blood, it sanctifies us. Your blood, it redeems us. Your blood, it cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the blood that reaches us. Amen.
Amen.
It flows from the highest mountain to the lowest valley.
Yes.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our
Brother
Joe Washington. Are you ready to give us?
Always ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, Brother Joe.
Welcome, Uncle Joe.
Amen. Hello.
Yes, Uncle Joe. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I am just so glad to be with y'all this morning. And I was in the other room, so it took me a little time to get back. But that's God is able, you know. I was thinking about Lisa over there. She's talking about this weekend. You know, God has ways of doing things. And
after
you into the ministry, you know, I tell everybody have a secret place to go, you know. And when, you know, like my mama used to say, some people used to go in the closet, but you can go in your room in a secret place. And
amen.
And these kind of words, you know.
Amen.
Come on in this room. Come on in this room. Jesus is a doctor. He's a doctor that never fails. He give me all my medicine in this room. Won't you come on in this room? Come on in this room.
Yes, Lord.
He's a doctor. He give me all my medicine in this room.
Yes, Lord.
There's love in this room. So much love in this room. Jesus is a doctor.
Hallelujah.
He write out all of my prescription. Give me all of my medicine in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Come on in this room. Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. Give me all of my medicine in this room. There is healing in this room. So much healing in this room. Oh, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. Give me all of my medicine. In this room, there is prayer. In this room, prayer. In this room, oh, Jesus, doctor, he write out all of my prescription. He give me all my medicine. In this room, there is love. In this room,
my Lord.
Oh my God, in this room, oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus is a doctor.
Hallelujah.
My prescription, he give me all of my medicine in this room. Come on, in this room.
Yes, Lord.
Room. Jesus is a doctor, and he ran out all of my prescription. He gave me all of my medicine in this room.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
In this room.
Hallelujah. In Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Uncle Joel. We thank you, Brother Joel Washington, for blessing us with this beautiful song. Every single time that I hear you sing, I have to admit, you have such an anointing that's on your voice. We can actually hear your voice fill up your whole house. Wherever it is, your voice, it just filled it up, and you can tell, that burdens were being lifted and chains was being broken. We can hear that. We can hear it. So we thank you. And every single one that got a chance to hear your voice, I know they feel the same way. So we thank you so much. God bless you, and may God keep you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're just now getting in service, God bless you. God keep you. We're going to get ready for the message here. We have a song selection. Be right back for the message. Peace by Pastor Tawanika Manning. In the room.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Do it like you do it. All right. God bless y'all. Stay right there with us. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Joe. In the room. There's healing in the room.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me.
Sacrifice for me.
so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory.
Yes, Lord.
I stand amazed at your strength.
My Lord.
I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing, so amazing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Give God some praise for how good he is. Not how good you are, but how good he is. Amen. Well, everyone, we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. You know, we have made it to the part that where we come from every single Sunday morning to be able to hear the word of God, to be able to see God, to be able to receive all that what you have came to receive.
Amen.
So get ready, y'all, for the message that will be given to you by my beautiful wife, Pastor Prophetess Tawanika Manning. You know, God is really using her in this season and seasons to come. You know, God is using this woman. You know, I'm so happy to be your husband.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God for you.
Amen.
So everybody, without further ado, Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Come on, clap your hands, stomp your feet, whatever it is.
Yes,
praise him right
Lord.
Now. Shout glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just thanking God for who he is, what he's done,
Lord.
And what he's about to do in the life of those that believe. Amen.
Yes.
I know you come believing today. Amen. It is my prayer that God would increase your faith to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on. I'm excited. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited for you because God has brought you through one more day, one more time. We just thank God for the one more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for the one more breath, the one more day, the one more hour, the one more moment, amen, that we have with each other. We thank God that we're able to say thank you this morning. Come on, church, and
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy of all praise and glory. Don't let the enemy keep you quiet,
hallelujah.
Amen, because God has gave you a mouth to speak, to use a voice, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as long
yes.
as I can't say it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A choice today. Will you praise him? Hallelujah. It's a song that says a
hallelujah.
Praise on the inside. I can't keep to myself. Amen. A holler stirring up in the depths
yes.
of my soul. He said, so excuse me if I seem a little giddy, maybe even strange. Praise is the way I say thanks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. All that you've done for me. All that you've done for my
yes.
mother. All that you've done for my husband. All that you've done for my children. All that
hallelujah.
You've done for my family. Thank you, Lord, that you kept us through the storm, oh God, when it should have took us out of, when the wave came in, the tide came in, it should have took us under it all. But God, you kept us, amen. When the enemy came in like a flood of, hallelujah, spirit looked up and scattered with fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Sometimes we thank you for other people. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my husband. Thank
hallelujah.
You for my children. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know y'all may not understand my praise. Hallelujah. But if you knew this morning how we're feeling, but God, hallelujah. Come on, Mare de Boshakaya. Hey, you may start out
yeah.
one way, but we serve
hallelujah.
A God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that can intervene. You know, a God that was divine to intervene and turn that thing around. We serve a way-making God. I mean, he'll make a way when it seems like there ain't no way. We serve a God that will be our
mm-hmm.
strength. And when our strength fail, he will step in, amen, and be our strength, amen,
yeah.
to carry on. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to hold you all along with the message today because it's something we have to have. It is mandatory that we have this. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's here
thank
in service on today. I thank you, Father God, for my dear friend and sister Pam that's here and your daughter, Jordan Adams. I thank you, Lord God, Father God, for your daughter, Sister Connie, and our mother, oh God, Carol Dillard, oh God, and Helen Manning. We thank you, Lord God, for Kathy Hudson, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for our sister Connie Norton. We thank you, Lord God, for our brother Lauren and our brother Joe Washington and his wife. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Man. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that right now for your daughter Brenda Gale and Ruth DeMay and their family members and loved ones, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, Lord, we thank you. Thank you enough. We thank you for your daughter Jamel and our whole household and your daughter
Brittany Gaddy and her family, oh God. I'm just in a place of just thanking for the God for keeping my family and loved ones, oh God, that I can see them here in Sunday service this morning, oh God, knowing that you have kept them, oh God. Yes. Oh Lord, and clothed them in their right mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And there. So Father God, I just want to say thank you for my family and my loved ones, oh God. You didn't have to do it, Father God, but you did, oh God. In any case, oh God, in any situation, God, remember me, oh God, and keep my family in the name of Jesus Christ, like you remember Lot and Abraham, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and a praise unto you. I decree so that you may have all the increase right now in me. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I come against every attack right now in this service right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every spirit of confusion, every hindering spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of disbelief, every spirit of fear and pride, anxiety, depression, and oppression, and I command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Before we go any further, you all, with the message, I want to pray a prayer of deliverance for mental barriers. A lot of us are dealing with a lot of mental barriers in our minds. See, the enemy starts, everything starts in our mind, what we think, what we allow to enter into our mind. So I want to pray this prayer before I get into the message. Lord Jesus, we come to you. Lord, set us free from every evil spirit that is trying to program negative thoughts into our mind, into the mind of your children, oh God. Lord, set us free right now, oh God, from every evil spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by influencing our mindset. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we know that you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our way maker, our promise keeper, our light in the darkness. You are our healer, oh God. You are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. And we stand in your word today, oh God, that all things is possible, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we come today, oh God, for a cleansing of our mind. Lord, please remove every negative mindset right now, every negative seed that's been planted by the enemy, wherever it was planted. Lord, I pray that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil caused to happen in our lives. Lord, set us free completely, Lord. Let that be a total deliverance from past mindsets, from limitations, from barriers being set up in our mind, any physical barriers, be it sickness or physical or barriers around us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Lord God, that the barriers are coming down and we are making progress right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, where the enemy has said no, oh God, we ask that you say yes, oh God, that you turn it around right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where we have been denied, oh God, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you turn it around, that we are now accepted, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for total deliverance this morning, amen. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit is causing us not to progress in goodness. Lord, set us free completely, Lord God. Remove every barrier that you did not set up, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us receive a miracle from you, Father, a miracle of freedom, a miracle of blessing, a miracle of being healed, a miracle of being set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And Father God, I ask that you increase our faith right now to receive the miracle this morning, the miracle of deliverance and the miracle of being healed, the miracles of being blessed and favored by you, Father God, all the days of our life. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 See, some things are just necessary before we can move on, before we can go. Some things are necessary, just like your car. Before you can travel, you're going to travel to another state or city, you got to fuel up your car if you don't have gas. So some things are necessary. Some things need to be broken. See, before we can even receive change, we got to be delivered. Hallelujah. The message today, you all, is let love rule your life. Let love rule your life. I was in my prayer closet. I said, Lord, what do you want me to preach? So I got all these different messages that what can I preach? And I read a lot of different material in the Bible and commentary, and I hear from you, Lord, and I think you want me to do this. Which you want me to deliver? Because I don't want to be in error. And God said, I want my people to operate in love. People have forgotten what love is. People have put love aside. They just made it a word. They just made it a name, a word on a t-shirt, a name on a book to carry it around and see. But people are not operating in love. My children are called to love you one another. Where is the love?
Amen.
So I said, okay, God. He said, let love rule your life. He said, tell my children, let love rule your life. Not just some parts of your life. He said, let love rule every part of your life. Pastor Manny taught on this on Wednesday about love. And we have to understand the importance of love. God did everything because of love. God created us because he loved us. God has mercy on us. God gives us grace because he loves us. We don't have to go ask for new mercy and new grace. God gives it to us. We receive new mercy and new grace out of the love that God has for us, out of the love that God has for us. He sent his only begotten son to die for us. Christ died because he loved us. But do we have that same kind of love? As children of God, are we operating? Are we letting love rule our life? Will you allow, if anything else, allow love to rule your life?
Amen.
When we look in the book of John, if you go with me in the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 8, like I said, I'm not going to keep you long, but this is very important in this life. This is the one thing you have to have. If you have love, you'll be able to overcome so many things. And like the Bible tells us, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin. So loving covers a multitude of sin. If you have love, you're able to come out of those places, amen, those dark places, because you're allowing love to rule your life. And if we are, as believers, allowing love to rule our life, we're in this place together loving.
Yes.
We'll always be in that place of loving. We'll always get back to that place of forgiving, because when you're loving, you're forgiving. When you're forgiving, you're loving. It's all hand in hand. When we look at the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 8, we've heard this all. People are always looking for love. They say, church, you know, looking in the wrong place for love or loving the wrong person, but understanding what love is and what the Bible says about love and allowing love to rule your life. Allowing love to rule your life. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 7 through 8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
Amen.
I'm going to read this again because it's very important, you all, that we allow love to rule our life. And you have to ask yourself, what is ruling my life? What is the first thing do I go to? Do I go to misunderstanding, unforgiveness, or do I go to judging a person first, or do I go to love? Am I coming to them in love? Am I coming to them in fury and anger? Am I coming to them in judgment? Or are you operating and allowing love to rule your life, to govern your life? What is governing your life?
Mm-hmm.
We've allowed so many other things of this world to govern our life. But God is saying, let love rule your life. Let love govern your life in all your actions and in your speech. Let love rule your life. Again, the Bible says in 1 John 4, 7 through 8, but love, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Who is that? What is God? Who is God? God is love. Who is love? God is love. God is love. See, everyone believes that love is important, but love is usually thought of as a feeling. In reality, love is a choice and an action, as 1 Corinthians, you all, if you go over 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, shows us, you all, God is the source of our love. He loved us enough to sacrifice his son for us. Jesus is our example of what it means to love. Everything he did in life and death was supremely loving. See, the Holy Spirit gives us the power, you all, to love. He lives in our hearts and makes us more and more like Christ. See, God's love always involves a choice and an action, and our love should be like his. The question is, how well do you display your love for God in the choices you make and the action that you take? See, John says here, God is love and not love is God. See, our world with this shallow and surface view of love has turned these words around and contaminated our understanding of love. See, the world thinks that love is what makes a person feel good and that it is all right to, hallelujah, to sacrifice moral principles and other rights in order to obtain such love. But that isn't love, you all. That is not real love. It is the exact opposite. Selfishness. Hallelujah. And God is not the kind of love, you all. Real love is like God, who is holy, just, and perfect. If we truly know God, we will love as he does. We love in forgiveness. We show mercy. We give mercy. See, sometimes it doesn't require sacrifice. It requires mercy. And we get mercy comes from love when you're loving and when you're allowing love to rule your life. You are quick to show mercy. Hallelujah. Love is a key attribute of God in Christianity, you all. And if we can get to the point of understanding this and operating in love, and if we can be honest with ourselves, we find ourselves in a position that is not a lovable position, but we can still love, knowing that we have the love of Christ that's operating on the inside. So when the Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, knowing we got the love on the inside to be able to overcome those things that are not lovable, to still be able to love in an unlovable situation. My God. My God. Am I preaching to myself this morning? Am I preaching to myself? Because I know for me, and I got to be honest, and I like to be transparent when there are situations where you don't feel like loving. Not right now, not today. I want to feel how I want to feel. But as believers, as children of God, amen, we have to get back in that place quickly of loving one another. Of loving one another. Being in that place of loving one another. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Hallelujah. John 3:16 states that God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten son for us, which is expressed in the Greek as agape love. He gave his only begotten son for us, and you hear this all the time, but do we really understand? Do we let that resonate in our spirit, what God truly did, what Jesus really came to do because of love, the power of love? This is the most powerful source of energy out there is love. People are looking for love. They're paying for love. You see stories and movies of people looking and searching for love, the right love. And it's the love. Can you allow, or will you allow love to rule your life? Will you allow love to come in and just take over your life? Will you allow love to come in and take over your mind and your actions? And people, I'm afraid to love it, and love hurts. No, love don't hurt nobody. Love don't hurt nobody. You hear this all the time, people saying, our love hurts, and I'm afraid to love because love hurt me before. And no, I want you to know that was not love. Love don't hurt nobody. Love endures. Amen? Love conquers all. Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. I want us to get an understanding of what love is. See, we get it so mixed up with lust and everything else and desires of the flesh. But I want you to understand what true love is. And when you allow it to govern your life, how you're able to overcome so many things, how you're able to tap into that resurrection power on the inside and knowing that greater is he that's in you. It's the Holy Spirit that allows you to love like this. Amen. Not you in your own self, in your own corner mind, in your flesh. But we're talking about what's on the inside of you. It is the Holy Spirit that guides and allows you to be able to, hallelujah, to come to this level to love like Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and it's so important because I was asking God, you know, especially with being married and being in that place when you're not in agreement and you want to get back to that place and you're trying to get back, even when it comes to your children and relationships or friendships, any relationship, amen. We all in some type of relationship, whether it's a marriage, mother and child, you know, with a friend, you're in a relationship to get back to that place when there's a disagreement, but can you go to that person in love, you know, and speak with them with love, you know, not come with them with anger and come with them with judgment, but to come with them and operate with love and law and love to rule your life, to judge by love. Because when we come that way, guess what? The outcome will be love. If we're both operating in love, we will equal love. Amen? If we come together in love, guess what? We will operate in love. But we have to make a decision, you all, to love, to allow love to rule our life. To allow love to take over, to govern our life. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, you are, verse 4 and 7, I'll read this to you all. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, and it's not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in equity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, and hope all things, endures all things. Amen. Love never fails. But whether, hallelujah, where there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. It will vanish away. The Bible says, if you have not love, and we go to verse 13, it says, and now by faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So no matter what you do, if you have not love, you have not, you've done nothing. The Bible requires that God told us to love. Jesus told us to love God first and your neighbors. What are we doing if we're not loving? What else are we doing? What are we seeking? And we're not seeking the way of love. We're not seeking the way that God has told us to go, which is to operate purely in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I say this today because I see it's so much hate in this world, and we see hatred all around us. But will we be the ones, men and women of God, God's children, to show love? I don't care what race. I don't care what they've done. Can you love your enemies? The Bible tells us to love our enemies. Can we love our enemies? That's hard. Because even when I'm saying this, you all, and I'm speaking from the heart this morning because love is so important. And I want to always be in that position of loving. I always want to get back in that place of loving, even when I'm upset or when I don't agree about something. I want to always get back to that place and being quickly. I'm not saying a month from now, a week from now, a year from now, I'll think about it. No, quickly, as I got into the other place, to get back in that place of loving. Because when you hear people say, you know, love hurts, the Bible tells us your love doesn't hurt. Love suffers long in its kind. Love does not envy. It tells you that love don't hurt nobody. Love don't hurt nobody. So please don't be confused and attach love to all these worldly things. Attach God's love to the world, the worldly type of love. What this world has taught you what love is, that love hurts. So now you can't love because it hurts too bad. I can't love nobody because it hurt. I'm just going to say to myself, that's not what God called you to do. He called us to love one another, to love one another as I have loved you. But can we do that? Can we do that? The Bible tells us above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. When you look in the book of Colossians 3 and 14, you can witness it for yourself. It says, above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. It says everything, not some things. It says everything perfectly. Perfectly. Colossians 3 and 14. I just want us to understand, and I say this with deep sorrow because I've seen, hallelujah, I've seen people, family members, mothers and daughters, husband and wives, brothers and sisters fight. So much hate. Won't speak, won't do this. Where is the love? What happened? We can pray all day. We can go to church, but we're not operating in love. Where there's love? Because if you have love and love is in you and you're in Christ, you can't. There's no way you can be operating this way of this world with all this hate and anger, rebellion, and bitterness if you're operating love and you allow love to rule your life, to govern your life. So I want you to examine yourself today and ask yourself, am I truly operating in love? Yeah, I can say all these things, but I'm on the inside. What's really going on in the inside of me? How do I truly feel? Because we can tell somebody, oh, yeah, I love you. Oh, yeah, God bless you. But on the inside, you're judging them. You know, you're looking at their situation. You're talking about it. But are you really loving? Because love doesn't do this. And I want us to understand that it's important. God has called, Jesus called us to love. Look in the book of Colossians with me, you all. And we're going to wrap up here. I know I didn't want them shout, scream sermons today, but God put this on my heart because I was like, okay, Lord, you want me to preach this? And no, where's the love?
Yeah.
Tell my children, tell our love to rule their lives. God loves you. Even in the midst of your sin, God loves you so much he sent his son. He loves you, but can you love your friend, your sister, your brother in the midst of their sin, in the midst of their mess up, in the midst of all that they've done? Can you still love your mother where she wasn't there for you like you wanted to? Can you still love your father though he walked out, but he's back? Can you love him? Can you allow that kind of love of God to say, when you left, when you was out there as a sinner, I still loved you. I still sent my son. In the midst of your sin, I sent my son to die for you. You wasn't worthy of it. But were you willing to love like Christ? In the midst when they was coming to pick him up, to crucify him, he still showed love right there on the cross. Can you love like Christ to your last breath? Because you are commanded to love. No. That's one thing you say. You are commanded to love. So you, my sister, my brother, allow love to rule your life. Let love rule your life. You don't always have to say something. You don't always have to win that fight. Let love take over. Let love rule. Let love rule. Hallelujah. If you're in the book of Colossians 3 and 14, are you go with me this morning? As we wrap up here quickly, I'm sorry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe next Sunday I'll give you more of a ha, ha, ha. But this Sunday, because it just hurts my heart to see families not loving, people not talking, but they'll get on and they'll pray and they'll shout and thank God, but there's no love. And you're not a God if you don't have love, if you're not operating in love. The Bible tells us this. Colossians 3 and 14 says, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Which is the bond of perfection, you all. And I'm going to go to 15. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. And be thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all the virtues that Apostle Paul encourages us to develop are perfectly bound together by love. So as we clothe ourselves with these virtues, the last garment we are to put on is love, which holds all of the others in place. To practice and any list of virtues without practicing love will lead to distortion, fragmentation, and stagnation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God.
You are, we as Christians should live in peace. We as believers should live in peace. To live in peace does not mean that suddenly all differences in opinion are eliminated, but it does require that loving Christians work together despite the differences. See, such love is not a feeling, but a decision to meet others' needs. Amen? See, to live in love leads to peace between individuals among the members of the body of believers. Amen? See, the question is, hallelujah, do problems in your relationship with other believers or Christian cause open conflicts or mutual silence? I want you to consider what you can do to heal those relationships with love. Love conquers all. The Bible says in Romans 12, 9 and 10, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Amen. Honor one another above yourselves. Amen. Can we do that in love? In love. It's so important. I love you. I'm going to tell my mother, I love you, my mother. She said, I love you, Sister Dilla. I love you, my husband, Doris. Amen. I love you, Sister Connie. I truly love. And when God called me to ministry, I said, love, Father God, I want to be able to love your children. I want to be able to hug your children, make them feel the love, Father God, that's on the inside and coming from you, Lord God, that they can feel the love. Because people are searching for love, and they're searching in the wrong places. They're looking for love and money. They're looking for love and sex. They're looking for love. They're getting confused. But I pray today that we will no longer be distorted by the things of the world, thinking it is love and it is not. We will not be fooled, and we will no longer operate in fear of love. The Bible said that perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love. Where do we get perfect love from God? Because God is perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God this morning. We thank God.
Yes.
And as we close out here this morning, you all, I want you to know we love you here. We genuinely, that's something we say, is that let us love on you. The Bible says in Galatians 5, 13 through 4, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. The Bible says, be completely humble, you are, and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Let love rule your life. It's easy to love what is lovable, but can you love the unlovable? That's what God did for us. That's what God did for us. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we close out here, you all, the Bible says in Romans 13, 8 through 10, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. That's how important love is, and that we're loving, that we're in that place of love. And as we close out here this Sunday morning, God bless you. I pray that God will increase you to love like Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The book of Psalms says, Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6-7 says, place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. This is how strong love is, everyone. This is how strong love is. It stands. When everything else fails, love stands still because it comes from God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time, Lord God, that you brought us here, Father God, that we can receive, Lord God, and that we have received in the name of Jesus Christ what it means to love, Lord God. What it means, Father God, to love, Lord God, to operate, Lord God, to allow love to rule our lives. So, Heavenly Father, as we come now in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word and holding fast to your teaching and living in accordance with them. It is our desire to be your true disciples, oh God. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine and we are a branch, oh God, living in you, we bear much fruit, and apart from you, we can do nothing. Yes, son, Jesus said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart, ask whatever you will and it shall be done to you. Oh, Lord, we bear much fruit, oh God. You, Father, are honored and glorified. By your grace that we have received, and we will show and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He has loved us just as you, Father, have loved him. We are abiding in that love today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you have assured us that if we keep your commandments, we will abide in your love and live in it just as your Son, Jesus, obeyed your commandments and live in your love. He told us about these things that your joy and delight may be in us, and that our joy and gladness may be full of measure, complete and overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is your commandment, that we love one another just as you have loved us. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for your word, for this truth sets us free, amen. We are born of you, and we do not deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practice sin. Your nature abides in us, and we cannot practice sin because we are born of you, and we thank you, Lord God, that we're born again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, washed in the blood, oh God. We have hidden your word, oh God, in our hearts, and that we might not sin against you, oh God. Heavenly Father, our Christ Jesus, through our faith, dwell in our hearts, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is our desire to be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that we may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the things of your devoted people, the experience of that love today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what is the breadth and the length and height and depth of it? Amen. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That we may know this love and surpass this knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness. Now to you is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to your power that is working within us, to be the glory, hallelujah, the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. You all allow love to rule over your life. With everyone today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
While you still have time, with everyone today.
Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that listens to the sound of Pastor Power and the sound of my voice. And feels still you. You're feeling some pain. Hallelujah. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Will you come today? Will you press one? Will you allow the love of God to change your mind about what you've been thinking of? Hallelujah. Will you accept Jesus Christ into your life today as your Lord and Savior, your personal Lord and Savior, the very one that is calling you to be friends with him? And the way to be friends with him is to accept him into your life. Accept him to be Elijah, your personal Lord and Savior, when you come today. Hallelujah. Being baptized by water and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you still feeling hatred, because there's hatred in your mind, or hatred in your heart, or envy or strife, then the love of God is absent from that place. That's the place where you desire to be when you come today. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that have been in love. Hallelujah. I love this term. Been in love with man. Been in love with woman. But man and woman have let them down. And now you find yourself out of fellowship. You find yourself out of love. And you also find yourself, you know, out from underneath the grace of God. Will you come today? Hallelujah. Is anybody sick and tired of fighting in your home, fighting in your relationship, fighting on your job, fighting with your brothers and sisters, fighting with your children, fighting with your neighbors, comparing yourself among yourself? Will you come today? Hallelujah. Will you allow Pastor Dominic and I to pray for you, to pray with you, to help you to get back in that place where you're not looking at self, but you start looking at Jesus again like you did before? Will you look at Jesus again when you come today?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. While you still have time. Hallelujah. There may be even one that's dealing with some type of sickness or some type of illness or some type of disease. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Deliverance is waiting on you by your faith. Being delivered from that thing. Being delivered from it. I'm talking about right here where it starts, in the mind. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
And being delivered. Will you come today?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is touch my spirit. A lot of things that we deal with in our life, physical things, it's an issue of belief, of what you're thinking about and what you're agreeing with in your mind. Will you come today? Hallelujah. Bible says, in 1 Peter, the passion cares on me, for I am the one that cares for you. Not putting it on us, but will you put it on me today?
Amen.
Today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There may be one that have a special prayer. You're in a place, you know, you just don't know how to come out of this place. This is a place that's so ungodly. It's so unclean. It's so unpure. But you just don't know what to do. Jesus is the answer. Will you come to Jesus? The love of God live in people. Will you come to the love of God? Hallelujah. Will you allow Pastor Tyler Dick and I to love on you? Hallelujah. Today. Hallelujah. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. You may have been in a place where you just not have experienced love at all. You may be afraid to go after love because you have not experienced love. You have not seen love. Well, I'm here to tell you today, Pastor Tawanika and I would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your sheep. We're going to love you like God showed us how to love. That's through the eyes of Christ Jesus. See, God showed us all different types of ways to love you. But will you come today? Will you come into that place where you can experience love, the love of God? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. We thank God for every single one that came. And every single one, you know, that didn't come, we still thank God for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving on your children, loving on your brother, loving on your sisters. You call us free. Hallelujah. The most important thing that a man or a woman can do in their life is that's be saved. And as equal, the most important thing that a man or woman can do is being renewed in the mind. And we thank you, Father God, for every single mind being saved and being renewed in you, Christ. We plead your blood, Christ, Jesus, over every single home, over every single broken relationship, Father God, over every single ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your precious blood, Jesus Christ, especially over our children. Hallelujah. And we thank you that your blood, it covers us. It protects us. It keeps us. It guards us. And it even, Father God, it takes us. Hallelujah. Even when we don't want to accept it, we thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
We all do say amen. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we receive our tithes and offerings. If you have those today, you send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, the number is 346-719-3349. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray. And those who send those over, we pray over those right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus,
Lord,
make us in the misery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings today, oh God, and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that you're, as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage the money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seeds and help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. We do so today for the God and name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for you have blessed us to be a blessing. And Lord, we ask, oh God, as we sow today, for the God, that there be no lack, oh God, in our giving, that you will multiply us and that you will multiply in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Blessed, and we will be blessed. Amen. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity today and to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of the Spirit His generous heart that we get today, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless those that have given on today and those who purpose their heart to give and who have already given. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to prosper you in every area of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we'll have our announcements today, and I'll be delivering those announcements. Our evangelist Wilfred is out, and so today our announcement is April 25th, 2021. Here with the Gospel Public Ministry, our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey and Tawanika Manning in Houston, Texas. Our announcement is as follows. Monday, we have our intercessory prayer at 732-434-2510 at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you don't have that information, please text us or give us a call. We'll be happy to send out a flyer that has all the church timing and listings and numbers. Amen. On Wednesday night, we have our Bible study. Hallelujah, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our phone line. Amen, 845-277-9213. Amen. And then we have on Saturday at noon, we have our lead teachings, you all. We're still wrapping up the understanding of the Holy Spirit. And then the following week, we'll get into understanding the angels and how they operate. So join us at 12. It's a 30-minute lesson every Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And Sundays we have our 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. service. So if you'd like, come back, give me a bit more. Pastor Manning will be preaching at the 2 p.m. service today here on our church line at 845-277-9213. We have our shout, our special event that runs Monday through Thursday here on our church line, hosted by Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. That's me. Come on and give a shout. It's a time of praise and worship and prayer and testimony and the word of God. And it's for 30 minutes it's at 6 o'clock. It used to be at 12 noon, but it's at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us. Come and shout. Hear God our praise. Come and you all be lifted, be encouraged. It's a good time. Holy Spirit led and filled time from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us. Tell somebody. Invite somebody. You all on First Sundays, we encourage you all to invite someone to join Church of You here with the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. So we're looking forward to that, you all. We want to make sure we get you all information. So if you have our numbers here, 346-719-3349, so we can get a care package out to y'all. We want to send you out a gift from the Gospel Public Ministries, from our home to your home, for me and my husband. Amen. And all that's here, the Gospel Public Ministries. So join us, you all. I think that's all we have at this time. In the month of June, I will be affirming the office of the apostle. So we have convocation with the Universal Kingdom Alliances, which will be the weekend, I believe, of June 24th to the 28th or something like that. I'll get those specific dates. So those of you all that want to attend the convocation can come on down and be a part of me being affirmed in the office of an apostle. And then we have our play next month, May 15th. My husband and I will be in the play called The Holding Tank. Oh, it's going to be really good. Get your tickets. Drive on into Houston. If you're in Louisiana, come on out. They've come before, come again, and enjoy the show. We have those tickets on sale right now. We have VIP. We have general seating. So call 346-719-3349 to get your tickets and support their pastor here in the Gospel Public Ministry. So we're looking forward to all that God is doing here. God is doing a new thing, and we just accept all that God is doing because God is good and His mercy endure forever.
Amen.
You all, and we wish all our birthday, April birthdays, and anyone that's celebrating your anniversary this month, happy anniversary, happy birthday to our very own Darvina Dudley, who celebrated her birthday earlier this week. Happy birthday, Evangelist Darvina Dudley, wherever you are. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. May God continue to bless you and grow you more in His word. Amen. That is our prayer for you, that you'll find favor with God and with mankind alike. Amen. And God will bless you beyond your greatest expectations and more. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And welcome again, our very new member of the Gospel Public Ministries out of Illinois. Our minister, Brother Learn, has joined the Gospel Public Ministries. We're so excited to have Brother Green with us. Amen. Minister Learn Green to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministries. And we just thank God how God is adding to the church. So we are the Gospel Public Ministry. We are global. So we are everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. So we are
everywhere.
Amen. We're all connected. Amen. We're all part of God's body. Amen. I believe that's all we have today in our announcements, unless Pastor Manny has something to add. But before I leave here, I want to say this. As we're talking about love, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Remember that. When you leave here today, let all that you do, let it be done in love. According to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Pastor Manny, do you have anything you want to add to those announcements? Because I kind of ran through them really quickly. God bless
you. I definitely believe you got it all covered. We thank God for the message that was preached today, the word that went forth today. It definitely have that place to where either we're going to accept it or reject it. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I choose to accept. In the name
of Jesus. Amen. I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy, and we bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And God keep you. Y'all remember that Satan is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We love you.
Hallelujah.
We'll see you here at 2 p.m. Thursday.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, let's go eat. God bless y'all. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Call me
one.
Get there.